Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web.
So it was so much simpler as a comic book, right? But Spider-Man becoming a Broadway show has been a real challenge, and the most recent catastrophe to hit the plagued Broadway spectacle of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark is this. It's actually the sound of the lead actor, stunt actor, playing Spider-Man falling more than 20 feet Monday night. He's currently in the hospital.
Goodness.
That's the fourth performer to be injured since September.
Wow.
But as they say, the show must go on. Joining us now is David Cote, theater editor for Time Out New York. I mean, this is an opera about a Broadway show, wouldn't you say, David?
Well, one hopes that the drama around the show is not going to be, you know, sort of outpower what actually happens when it opens in February. Yeah, this is weird. I mean, I've never known a show to have this rocky a road through previews. I mean, not many people know that right now it's got a protracted series of preview performances where basically they work out the kinks of the show before they let the critics in. And so now all us critics are sort of standing on the sidelines, not knowing the details of it, just sort of kind of shaking our heads and wondering what are we going to see in February.
Now, this is a Julie Taymor show, and she, of course, did The Lion King and has a great track record both on stage and in the movies, even though some of her stuff maybe isn't the most successful commercially. Would you expect her to be doing what seems like a kind of a Werner Herzog Fitzcarraldo here?
Well, I mean, in terms of commercial success, I mean, The Lion King is huge. I mean,
yeah.
Disney took a real gamble on this sort of experimental director with one of their favorite cartoons, and she made it into a huge hit. Here, she's an incredibly ambitious director, and she is trying to redefine the Broadway musical by introducing rock and roll, of course, with the form of U2, music by Bono and The Edge, and also, like, a lot of circus elements, the flying, the stunts. And the production brings up really interesting issues of what is theater and what is circus. I mean, in circus, you have to have the guy get into the cage with lions or, you know, do the trapeze act. And, you know, here we're seeing how, you know, there accidents happen. And it's people don't expect this kind of level of physical danger in a Broadway musical.
Is this the situation where every show has to outdo the last one in terms of spectacle and that we're driving maybe to the limits? Or is this a personal reflection of the producers of this show's ambitions?
Well, I think that certainly it's harder than ever to make your money back on Broadway. You need to have a huge star or a brand name. I mean, here you have obviously a huge brand name. I mean, everybody's talking about Spider-Man. If it were some other sort of minor comic book character, it wouldn't be, or even just some other subject that didn't have as much pop cultural cachet. Yeah, people wouldn't be talking about it as much, but you have U2, you have Spider-Man, and you have Julie Taymor. But, you know, and of course, this show's a huge hit until it becomes a flop. I mean, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's, you know, Twittering and blogging about it, and it's, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, it could just sort of ride along just on the brand name and on the controversy. It could actually make its money back, even though it's $65 million.
Wow.
It is. Well, the most expensive Broadway musical ever.
Well, how often does this happen? I mean, granted, this show is getting a lot of attention because of who's involved, but did you mention a little earlier that actually accidents do happen? And it's just that this one's so big that that's why you're hearing so much about it now.
Well, there's just such a huge, you know, magnifying glass on this show. But, I mean, I know that back in, like, 2004 or 2005, Idina Menzel, who was in Wicked, the original cast of Wicked, her next to last performance of that show, she fell through a trap because, you know, her character Elphaba flies around a bit in the show. So I think, like, she couldn't perform her last show. But it wasn't a terrible injury. She just, you know, had a few bruised ribs, I guess. But, no, this is definitely unusual, this level of... Mm-hmm. I remember back in October, I went to a press junket for Spider-Man, and the aerial technicians were telling me, oh, yeah, we're going to get, you know, stuntmen flying around the stage in excess of 20 miles an hour. And at the time, it sounded really cool, but now it kind of sounds like a bad idea. I don't know if speed and intensity are really more important than, you know, just coming up with a really good stage illusion.
Well, we certainly wish all of the injured actors and technicians well in the lead-up to the actual opening of this show. David Cote is a theater critic for Time Out New York. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, John.
I referred to Fitzcarraldo and Werner Herzog. We'll leave you with the voice of Werner Herzog, who vowed never to make movies again after he did Fitzcarraldo.
I shouldn't make movies anymore. should go to a lunatic asylum right away. Very much of it is too crazy.